Time now to answer our geo quiz, and that takes us to Australia, where some alleged big-time drug dealers are on trial. The two men are charged in connection with a conspiracy to manufacture illegal drugs. That's a serious charge in New South Wales. It's where the alleged crimes took place, and it's the answer to our quiz, New South Wales. Phil Stewart is a criminal lawyer with the firm Nyman Gibson Stewart. He's representing the defendants. Stewart says 2 months into the trial, the defense team realized something was amiss.
Well, I think everyone just thought that we had a particularly attentive jury who were taking copious notes. But when the two accused were giving evidence towards the end of the trial, both accused noticed that the jury appeared to be playing games. And this was mentioned, and one of our lawyers kept an eye on that, made a report of it, and ultimately the forewoman was brought into the court, asked questions by the judge, and readily admitted that potentially 6 out of 11 jurors regularly playing Sudoku or other word games.
How did the judge react?
Well, the judge found it absolutely breathtaking and said so. His Honour gave repeated directions to the jury during the course of the trial about the need to stay focused and even complimented them, I think, on occasion about, you know, they appeared to be taking careful note of what they were doing, but it really appears that what they were taking note of was whether or not they were getting the answers right in their puzzles.
What was your reaction?
Well, it was particularly disappointing. These offences carry life imprisonment over here, and to have a jury that's not entirely focused on their task really just made a farce of the whole situation.
Have you ever seen this happen before in your years as a trial attorney?
I can't say that I have. I've seen some absurd decisions occasionally from juries, but I think juries are a very fundamental and essential part of our legal system. I think in this particular case, though, the real problem, well, not necessarily just this case, but in long trials, our jurors get paid a piddling $86 a day for the first 11 days, and then I think it jumps up to a whopping $116 a day for the rest of the trial. And for a trial that's going 3 months, that must place enormous financial pressures on the juror. It would be hard not to earn more money than that for an employed person. I don't understand that. I think we should pay them more money to maintain their interest. Of course, they're going to be distracted if they're getting paid pittance and they've got to sit there for months to listen to a long trial. If they're bored by the whole process, you know, let's get people at art.
Let me just play devil's advocate for a moment, Mr.
Sure.
Stewart. Is it possible that this case is so cut and dry that you could excuse these jurors for just winding down and kind of clearing their minds during an intense but perhaps obvious crime?
I don't think so. The forewarn indicated that this activity had been going on for a substantial part of the trial, perhaps 50% of the trial, and started as early as the time when the surveillance evidence came out. And therefore, it would be rather unbelievable that it was that cut and dried. We're about to start a trial in New South Wales in relation to a big terrorism case. Now, that trial could go somewhere between 9 and 12 months, and it would be a shame to see the same thing happen all over again, where people are disinterested or distracted or whatever. I don't know whether we need Sudoku breaks or what we're going to do, but how do you entertain people for, say, 9 months when they have to turn up and listen to sometimes complex legal arguments about matters where they probably have no real-life experience of it?
Phil Stewart, do you play Sudoku?
I do. I play the fiendish Sudoku. I absolutely love it.
It's a phenomenon that has just exploded in the last 10 years.
Yes, indeed. Sunday morning is spent with a cup of coffee and the heart of Sudoku I can find.
So you can understand how even jurors can get sort of sucked up in this.
Well, not really. I think there's a time and a place. You know, you don't bring your meals into the courtroom and eat them there. There's a time and a place for having a cup of coffee or playing Sudoku or doing whatever it is that you do.
Well, I have to say I agree with you. There's a time and a place for everything. Phil Stewart, criminal defense specialist with the law firm Nyman Gibson Stewart. Thank you for answering our geo quiz today, New South Wales, Australia. Greatly appreciate your time.
Good on you. Thanks a lot.